Namaste. Hello. Welcome to this new episode. Today I want to share some reflections about my first year as a mom. Motherhood is a continuous journey, and it started way before my daughter was born, and it is permanently unfolding. But here are some reflections about our first year together, and yeah, may this serve, may this So, what comes up for me first when I feel into my first year of motherhood is the first weeks of postpartum and how grateful I am for myself that I really honored them as sacred and organized it together with my partner, communicated it very clear that for the first weeks I don't want to have any visitors, I don't want to have really contact with a lot of people. From one call with my mom that I had 1 week after giving birth, I didn't have contact with anyone. My partner was in charge of communicating with the outer world, and I would really just like be in my bubble and with my baby tripping on all the hormones for 3 weeks at least. So really honoring this space as sacred and taking it slow and not inviting all kinds of different energies inside was super important for me to arrive in this new chapter and to start to integrate and to hear from this whole giant experience of giving birth and also bonding with my baby, getting to know each other. And along with that, also having wonderful, wonderful support from a dear sister who lived with us and took care of all the cooking and made very nourishing, tasty, tasty food. Thank you so much, Tina. So yeah, organizing some support, especially when it comes to food, so your body is really nourished with easy digestible, warming, tasty food. So that's really a beautiful, cozy start of your family together. So that is the first thing that comes to me. And it was, I felt really nourished and then ready to go out into the world with my baby, with my family, after around, I think, 40, 50 days, something like this. Being really patient with myself and our process and taking it slow, allowing myself to rest as much as I need, and really sinking into that. And there was not a lot of sleep during the night, so it was a lot of waking time, but still that rest is so important to function. And something that before I became a mom, I was not that interested in resting. I mean, I knew also through my practice, okay, it is super important to have time for myself and to ground myself and reconnect with my essence and move my body and sit in meditation, like all of this, yes, but really just focusing on resting itself without, okay, I need to move my body, I need to do this and this and this, and then I have a small period of resting and integrating. So now the amount of resting just shifted dramatically, and it was a very important experience for myself to just allow myself to rest and to see, okay, I'm able to allow myself that. I don't feel restless. I can rest, and this is beautiful. And I allow myself to rest as much as I need. And I trust my body that when it is enough, she will move. She will express her desire to move. And it will happen naturally. And not forcing it too fast by thinking, okay, now I did enough resting, now I need to do this and this, and I need to move. And yeah, just really taking it slow. It was very important for me to practice that and really cultivate this patience and deeper trust. And I mean, along the way, so much inner work happened, you know, like being confronted with tons of feelings and emotions, a lot of them that I have not really experienced before in that way. For example, feeling guilty for my own needs. I mean, as I mentioned before, like I was very much into just celebrating my own practice and my self-care and all of that. I felt super comfortable with that. But then being a mother and responsible for another human being, there were periods where it felt quite difficult. And yeah, these feelings, which are very common in among mothers, feeling guilty for wanting time for yourself, feeling guilty for, yeah, just wanting to be alone. And like from an intellectual level, I knew, hey, Paulina, it is so important that you also have some time for yourself. And when the mother is nourished, the whole family is nourished. Like all of this I knew, but still like these deep-rooted, conditioned feelings of feeling guilty for that, they were present. And it was at first really uncomfortable for me, because with that, there also came some shame about feeling these feelings. Like, what is wrong with me? Why do I feel guilty now about this? Yeah, it was super interesting working through that and then really talking about this with my partner and the people around me and communicating that, hey, I feel guilty for going alone to the toilet, leaving my baby alone because she's most probably crying for a bit because she wants to be in free, but hey, I really need to go to the toilet and I really want to go slow to the toilet and don't run and run back. Yeah, that was super interesting. And yeah, I mean, so many first times, so we didn't know before how it is going to be. And yeah, just like so many first times that we've experienced together. And yeah, sometimes it felt like a big experiment, just seeing how it is going. But deep down, there was always, and there is always, this deep trust and understanding. Sometimes I'm not so aware of it, but I know that it is there. This deep trust and understanding that this is exactly where I need to be right now. I'm able to handle the situation. These are my lessons right now that I have to learn, I have to work with, and I'm so able to do that. And I actually want that because I want to grow. And the universe is giving me exactly what I need to grow right now. And if it is that I'm a mother and it seems like that I don't have any time for myself right now, but I know all the tools to self-regulate, then it is maybe this lesson to see how I can integrate what I know in a creative way in my daily life and not putting pressure on myself that everything needs to be perfect or needs to seem perfect, because actually it is, no? It just sometimes looks very unperfect. So yeah, that was a very, very big amount of my personal learning in this first year. Because sometimes this craving for just like, oh, I just want to focus on my practice. I just want to be on my yoga mat. I just want to go alone for a walk and talk to a tree or whatever. Sometimes it was so strong, this craving, and then at the same time, a feeling of, okay, this is not possible right now. And sometimes it made me really sad. And sometimes it was also okay, and I felt like, okay, good. I can play with it. Then how can I do a practice while being with my baby? Just like inviting this creativity to come and to show me new ways of doing things. And again, communicating my needs with my partner and the people around me and finding different solutions, reminding myself that there is support around me and I don't need to do everything by myself. That I don't need to hold everything by myself. Yeah, and just these lessons, they kept on spiraling and spiraling in different variations. And yeah, patience and trust that our process is unfolding the way it has to, and reminding myself to enjoy this journey. Yeah, then also observing how this shift from resting to activity also happened within me. I think it was maybe like 6 months after birth. 5, 6 months, I would say, where it started already a bit before, but like where I really felt, okay, there is a shift of energy happening in me, and there's suddenly, it actually evolved gradually, but sometimes it felt suddenly, wow, there's so much more capacity in me now to do things and to hold things at the same time. Like I can totally prepare a dish in the kitchen while being with my baby and taking care of our goat at the same time. At that point, we still had that tiny goat. And that was beautiful to experience how, yeah, this power in me and this the energy of a mother that is holding so many things. And yeah, it felt like a small but strong seed that is starting to sprout and to grow. And yeah, coming out of this mind bubble of like, okay, I just need to rest and take everything slow and pamper myself and don't do anything apart from nursing my baby. And suddenly, oh wow, yeah, I can nurse my baby and hold my baby and do things in the world as well, in my own rhythm. Yeah, that was beautiful to start to experience that. And yeah, then also shifting my mind again from like, oh wow, what is actually possible? What do I want to do actually with this energy? Yeah, a lot of creativity flowing in the last year. In a lot of directions, a lot of practical direction, like just this desire of I want to create a beautiful home. I want to cook nourishing food. I want to create nourishing content. I want to, yeah, just like so many aspects. Actually, all about just nourishing life. A lot of aspects, and celebrating that and allowing myself to do that again in my own timing and not sliding maybe into some kind of comparing with other mothers and what they are doing, and yeah, just like really being okay, no, I'm Paulina, I'm in my own process, and it's going amazing, actually. There are a lot of emotions. I am able to hold and guide myself through these emotions. I'm able to feel them. I let them out. I cry. Whatever I need. And it just flows. Most of the time, I'm aware of that. What else comes to my mind? Oh yeah, another very, very important, was a big part in my first year was also nutrition. It's like nursing full time requires a lot of energy and a lot of supplies of nutrients, and I felt a bit depleted in between, like symptoms were that I lost a lot of hair, and sometimes I was just getting small mental breakdowns about, oh my god, I'm losing so much hair, I'm getting bald now. And then coming back to, okay, good, my body needs more nutrients, I'm giving so much energy, so much life energy, literally, to another human being. I need to really continue to nurture myself and take care of myself, even if I'm not early postpartum anymore and I want to do things in the world and we are adjusted to each other and everything seems kind of normal. Sometimes I would just forget that I'm still full-time nursing because it was normal or became normal to me. So yeah, continuously I'm checking in with myself and reminding myself to, okay, take good care of your nutrition. And again, like these kind of routines, it took quite a while for me to reestablish just daily routines because everything felt so such a big shift. And I think for the first 4 or 5 months, I just not able to brush my teeth regularly every day because it was just like, in the evening, I was just falling dead asleep when my baby was finally sleeping. So, just like these simple things, reestablishing them, it took way longer sometimes than I would have expected it to, or also that my perfectionist ego would have liked it sometimes. But yeah, there again, trusting, okay, it is falling into place. My teeth are not falling out. I'm still healthy. Everything is good. And yeah, now I'm brushing my teeth again every day. And they're still healthy and strong. Yeah, but sometimes mind is spiraling in weird directions, no? So yeah, nutritions, minerals, supplements, establishing a routine of taking my supplements and things that are really nourishing me. Yeah, also really just again coming back to the body wisdom and letting her eat what she really needs to and what she really wants to, and not suppressing any needs or urges there. Like when I was in Germany last autumn, my body was craving for meat and animal proteins. And I just let her eat it. Because I knew, yeah, okay, this is what you need right now. Enjoy it. And then, I mean, I ate meat after being vegetarian for 12 years. And then, on one point, I also felt, okay, now my desire is actually satisfied when I look at cheese or sausages or Sauerbraten oder Rouladen, like traditional German home-cooked food which has a lot of meat. On one point I was just not interested in it anymore. So yeah. Same lessons coming in so many different variations. Listen to your intuition, listen to your body wisdom. their inner guidance, however you want to call it. Trusting that taking breaks, breathing deep, sit down when you drink your water, don't rush it. Let your creativity express when you feel the urge. Don't suppress it. And it also does not need to be like a big thing. Sometimes it's just like putting some beats on a string and playing with the variations of these beats for 10 minutes. That is sometimes super, super therapeutic for me. Just like playing with beads and macrame strings and colors and just absorbing this beauty with my eyes and my hands and then letting it be. It doesn't even need to be like a finished product. Sometimes I'm just like destroying it afterwards. It's okay now. Creativity play is done for now and I can continue with my day and I feel really charged and inspired and reminded of the true nature of life. Creativity playing constantly and creating and destroying constantly. Yeah. Oh, and of course, one right now, until now, I talked a lot about just my inner learnings. But of course, I was most of the time of this last year not at all alone. Always accompanied by my daughter and yeah, also learning how she's mirroring me in so many ways, and especially when I'm processing an emotion in me, or I'm not aware yet that there is an emotion that wants to be processed, or any other need or desire inside of me that wants to be seen, she's mirroring it to me. Like, she's super, for example, super cranky when I feel cranky inside. And maybe I'm still in this active mode, okay, I want to do things, and I don't really look at what is going on inside of me. And she just wants so much attention and wants to be held, and it makes it even seem even more difficult for me to do the task that I so desperately want to do right now because it is so important. It is not working because she requires so much attention. And then when I'm able to really pause and say, okay, what is actually going on here right now? Oh, okay. I need to rest a bit. I need to sit. I need to pause. I need to feel. I need to hold my baby. I don't need to clean the stove right now. I don't need to do the laundry right now. Like these things. Or also sometimes when I'm asking her, are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Do you need to go to the potty? Whatever. And then, wait a minute, oh, I need to go to the toilet. I feel thirsty. I feel hungry. So how we like both. Projecting things on each other, especially we humans are great in projecting things on each other, no? And this is so fascinating how it is working and becoming aware of it again and again in all kinds of situations creates so much more clarity about ourselves. And okay, what is actually happening here? What am I not seeing in myself and projecting outside of me to see it somehow? Yeah, continuous learning experiences, especially relationships, are such a big learning field for us, no? That was, still is, a very big chunk of learning. Yeah, balancing this taking time for myself and taking time to be with my daughter, with my child, and taking time for household tasks, creative tasks, all kinds of things that I feel I am responsible for in the outer world. And reminding myself that these things don't need to be separate from each other, that they can interweave beautifully, that everything is an expression of creativity. Everything can be a meditation, everything can be a practice of mindfulness, everything can be yoga. Yeah, coming back to that understanding really grounds me in the moment, and like, okay, I don't need to achieve any goal. I'm right here. And still, desires can be there, needs can be there, totally fine. They can be met. We can enjoy the process. Yeah. Sunrise is soon. Wow, I'm sitting in our kitchen and it's getting lighter and lighter. The birds are probably visible, if not visible, audible in the background. Beautiful morning orchestra, birds and traffic. Anything else that I want to share here? Probably a ton of things that can be shared more, but for now I think this is a good point to close this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope it made sense to you. I hope it serves in whatever way. Thank you for your time, for your presence, for your being. Have a wonderful moment right now. Hear you soon. Bis bald. Namaste.